This morning on Mid Morning Magic, it is my pleasure to introduce you to Professor Johnny Peter. He's the head of allergy and immunology at the University of Cape Town. Good morning, Prof, and thanks for taking the time to speak to us today.
Good morning and happy spring.
Yes, happy spring day. Although I always find the first day of spring is freezing.
Yeah, true. It's very cold here in the Cape as well.
So Central South Africa has also had a lot of cold weather, but we are looking forward to the season turning a little bit. It's the start of the pollen season. Where do we find information regarding our weekly counts?
So we, from last year, we set up a national pollen monitoring network across the country. And what we do is we post the weekly counts to our website, which is www.pollencount.co.za. And right now, you can see exactly why we are drawing this to people's attention, because the counts have been climbing slowly, and now they're really on the climb.
Now, we are also in a very strange time, and I think that many people are confused as to what their symptoms might be. But what are the similarities and differences between allergic rhinitis and COVID-19?
I think this is a very important question, because right now, every time somebody sneezes or coughs or something like that, then either people think they've got COVID or they themselves are worried about it. And I think I would say there are a couple of key differences. The first is allergy. So I say when your eyes are itching and your nose is itching and you've got that scratchy, itchy throat, that's most likely to be allergy symptoms. In contrast to this, COVID tends to give you fever, body ache, headache, and a lot of fatigue. And I think those, you know, tend to not be common at all in the context of allergy. So it's just really overlapping in respect to like blocked nose, maybe sneezing, maybe a sore throat or something like that. Those are the overlaps. But the pleasing thing for sufferers that do have allergies is that there's a small study that showed that people that had allergy sufferers that then got COVID, almost 80% of them could tell that this was completely different in terms of its presentation. So I think that there are some key differences that listeners must be aware of.
So what advice do you have regarding their medication in this time?
So I think that's the other important thing is that, you know, allergy medicines, so that's antihistamines, the nasal sprays of various kinds, inhalers, these kinds of things. The important thing about these medicines is none of them are linked to increasing the risk to get COVID or increased severity for COVID. So I think it's really important that people take their medicine or get the diagnosis. So that's part of the reason as well. We're raising the awareness that, you know, look out for the pollen count, see what's in the air, realize that you could have allergy symptoms, and then take your treatments. Because taking the treatments will decrease those symptoms and then also just generally allow you to move more freely with less anxiety and all of these things.
So, Prof, what can we expect, you know, as allergy sufferers in this new season that we are entering? What can we expect in the coming weeks and how should we prepare for it?
So what we should expect is that normally at this time of year, in the start of spring, we see rapidly climbing tree pollen levels. And we're already seeing this in Joburg, in Bloemfontein, in Cape Town. We're seeing plane tree, cypress tree. These trees are really climbing through the roof in terms of pollen right now. And then what we'll tend to see is followed on that, we'll see the grass pollen start to come up. And they often come up in October, November, sometime around there. And in some places like in Bloemfontein or the Highveld, they can come a bit later and even stay longer. And then lastly, we'll see weeds come and sort of more established into summer. So that tends to be the normal pattern for the pollen counts over the coming weeks and months.
I'm speaking to Professor Johnny Peter. He's the head of allergy and immunology at the University of Cape Town. Prof, kindly repeat your website where people can find more details.
It's www.pollencount.co.za.
Is there anything else you'd like to add this morning?
No, I'd just like to say have a happy spring and wear your mask, because it's possible that even masking will decrease allergy symptoms and protect you from COVID.
Absolutely agree. We need to take all the positives we can get.
Excellent. Thank you very much.